USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Caldor Fire, which has forced the evacuation of thousands of people from South Lake Tahoe and surrounding areas, including Nevada, is now threatening more than 34,000 structures after already destroying hundreds of homes. Tonight and tomorrow are critical days, according to South Lake Tahoe spokesperson Lindsay Baker. A law that bans abortions after 6 weeks, including the case of rape and incest, went into effect in Texas on Wednesday. The law, one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the United States, prohibits the practice after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The American Civil Liberties Union and abortion rights groups asked the Supreme Court to temporarily block the ban, but SCOTUS did not act by the deadline. The Florida Education Department will withhold funds for school districts that defy Governor DeSantis' ban on mask mandates. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran, who was behind the decision to withhold salaries, said on the decision whether to wear masks should be left to the parents. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeteJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeteJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeteJerky.com and place your order today.
President Biden on Tuesday defends his Afghanistan withdrawal.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military lift operations at Kabul Airport was based on a unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors. We and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done.
Former Republican Congressman Charlie Dent from Pennsylvania on CNN.
This was this policy made a lot of sense. And I don't believe for a second that the American people wanted to surrender the whole country to the Taliban on the way out the door. I hear all these polls saying that everybody wants out, but to surrender it to the Taliban and to extremists who may end up developing another base from which to conduct attacks.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Trump on Newsmax TV gives his opinion on the Afghanistan withdrawal.
The United States has totally lost control. People are bombing them. They're sending rockets into them. They're killing a lot of people. 200 people 2 days ago, of which we had 13 Marines at least, because you have a lot of very badly wounded Marines and Navy right now. This is the greatest humiliation in the history of our country, in my opinion. This is a psychological humiliation and a military humiliation. And when Biden said he's taking out the military before he takes out the people or the equipment, I said, that can't be possible. I figured the press got it wrong because they get so much wrong. And they didn't get it wrong. He took out the military, lost total control. We had total control. In fact, in his speech, I'm sure they were thrilled when he said it, but he made a mistake probably. But it was true. Not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me. Because they understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American, period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. And I dealt with Abdul, who is now the leader. Officially, he was a leader then, too. So at least I was dealing with the right guy. And I told him, you will be met as hard or harder than any country has ever been met with force before. And I said, you understand that? And he did understand that.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.